Your toll increases here on the Dulles Toll Road. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Some students in Anne Arundel County are being asked to put masks back on. I'm Nick Einelli.
Why Montgomery County Police could have a different look in the future. I'm Kate Ryan.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Financial markets open in half an hour, and investors are keeping a close eye on the numbers a day after stocks suffered their worst day in almost 2 years. The Dow plummeted more than 1,100 points after earnings reports from Target and Walmart. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Fear is among investors, high prices, people not spending as much, corporate profits going down, maybe there's a recession.
Market strategist Matt Orton is optimistic.
As long as we don't get any more negative news, I think the market is oversold enough that we see a bounce.
Right now, Dow futures are down 338, S&P futures off 39. The 18-year-old suspect in last weekend's mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo is due in court this hour. He's already pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. New York's governor has announced an investigation into the social media platforms the alleged shooter used leading up to the attack. The Biden administration is turning up the heat in the abortion rights battle ahead of a possible Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. Today, Vice President Harris plans to hear directly from doctors and nurses in a virtual meeting with abortion providers. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The White House is trying to keep this issue in focus as election season continues, and as we await a final ruling, the U.S. Marshals are now helping provide protection to Supreme Court justices and their families amid concerns about threats to them.
President Biden's invoked the Defense Production Act in an effort to speed up deliveries of baby formula to store shelves. Lawmakers in the House have passed two measures in response to critical shortages. Help can't come soon enough for moms like Morgan Hyde in Houston and her baby Gunner.
Most postpartum women are worried about losing weight and we're getting back into their clothes. All of us are worried about how we're going to feed these little babies.
Women with severe period cramps could get a pass at work overseas. Correspondent Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk.
Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, Zambia, and Indonesia already offer paid menstrual leave. The proposed legislation would make Spain the first European country to do the same. It would apply to any woman whose doctor certifies she's suffering acute menstrual pain.
Her mom won't be there as planned.
Without her.
So some of Wynonna Judd's country music friends are joining her for her tour this fall. Hill, Trisha Yearwood, and Little Big Town among the stars who will sing with Wynonna following her mother Naomi's death a day before the Judds were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
9:03 here. It's Thursday, the 19th of May. Sunshine now. We're going to crank up some humidity today, too. Our highs topping off at 85. Good morning. I'm Joan Jones.
And I'm Bruce Allen. Here are the top local stories we're following this hour. Montgomery County is in the midst of a process to reimagine police. Part of that effort includes studying and perhaps changing what officers wear on patrol.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich says there are discussions about updating the look of the county's police force. Currently, Montgomery County police officers have a black uniform.
There's a pretty broad consensus that the black uniforms are intimidating.
Elrich said the county's discussed changing the color of the uniforms with the Fraternal Order of Police. Inside Higher Ed reports that police departments on college campuses have switched to uniforms that are designed to make officers appear more approachable. Elrich says the cost of changing uniforms could run over $1 million. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Some disappointment and confusion about the name Indian Head Highway and the fact that it's really not going away. Last month, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan signed a law that dedicates the 20-mile stretch of Route 210 in Prince George's County as Piscataway Highway. But it turns out that bill doesn't actually change the name of the road. The Maryland Department of Transportation confirms that the designation is not the same as a renaming. There will, however, be two signs put up that designate Route 210 as Piscataway Highway in October. WTOP has reached out to the sponsor of that bill, the governor's office, and the Piscataway tribe to learn more about their intent.
Tolls could be going up on a major commuter route in the area.
Here on the Dulles Toll Road today, it costs $3.25 at the main toll plaza and $1.50 at the ramp for a total of $4.75. It could go up to $6 in January. The Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority is considering the proposal. The first toll increase since 2019 would help pay for construction of Metro's Silver Line, in addition to maintaining the toll road. And the plan is for toll increases of $1.25 every 5 years. The proposal will be voted on in November. On the Dulles Toll Road, Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
When it comes to commuting to work in the D.C. region, the car is the king, and that really hasn't changed in half a century.
The Center for Washington Area Studies says in 1970, about 80% of Washington area commuters got to work by car.
That's about the same in 1980. It's about the same in 2000 and about the same today.
The study's co-author, Leo Brooks, says public transportation accounts for almost 15% of commuting, and that's changed little over the past 50 years. Urban commuters use public transit the most, but Brooks says it's growing outside the city.
The big growth in ridership share is coming in the suburban and exurban areas.
Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
A rebranding is coming to Reagan National Airport. The airport is being split into Terminal 1 and Terminal 2. Terminal 1 is the original airport building and houses the A gates. Terminal 2 will house the newly named B, C, D, and E gates. More than 1,000 signs in and around the airport will be changed beginning June 4th. Airport officials say they hope to have all the signs changed in just one day.
Up ahead here, right after traffic and weather, a look at whether we could see booster shots for kids aged 5 to 11. It's 9:07.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. And now, during our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, queen, now only $19.99, only for limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
For over 40 years, America's soldiers have trusted the proven rotorcraft technologies of Lockheed Martin Sikorsky and Boeing, the Defiant X Team. Today, as the U.S. Army modernizes its fleet to carry soldiers into the future, they face a choice between sustaining good-paying American jobs with their proven industrial base or starting from scratch. The future is at stake for our soldiers and American workers. Defiant X is...
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.